KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Hello and good morning. I hope your Sunday's off to a great start. I'm Chris Fiorentino, your host for the next 30 minutes, and I'm really happy you've joined us today. Each week, we talk to the people responsible for the over 1 million hours of service at Fresno State. And today, we're going to hear from four students who've been involved in the Scholars in Service, or SIS, program here at the university. With us today are Miracle Carter. Miracle was on the show just a couple weeks ago talking about her involvement in the Service Learning Coaches program. Welcome back, Miracle.
Thanks for having me.
And also with us are Sierra Huckabee, Elise Mangan, and Andrina Torres, who goes by the nickname Drina, because I don't know her by Andrina at all or very little. So welcome, ladies. Really glad you're here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me.
So, Miracle, let's start with you. Before I ask you the tough questions about the program, let's let the listeners know who's behind the mic. And can you just introduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Miracle Carter. Like previously mentioned, I am 20 years old from Bakersfield, California. I am currently a pre-nursing major, and I will actually be taking my TEAS exam next week to apply to the nursing program. I am also a double minor in communication and public health.
Great. And just found out there's a Bakersfield connection in the room, and we'll get to Sierra in a little bit, and she can talk about her Bakersfield connection too. So, Miracle, you're not only a scholar in service, you're also a Richter Center student leader. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit and ask you to explain about just what is Scholars in Service.
Sure. So Scholars in Service began in 2012. The focus of Scholars in Service, otherwise known as SIS, is to serve the neighborhoods around the Fresno State campus by placing students with community benefit organizations serving the area. The program has an equal emphasis on providing quality service to the agencies and people around the campus and providing quality developmental experiences for the Fresno State students involved. So student fee revenues are used to provide 21 SIS students with grants totaling $2,400 per year. And in order to be eligible, a student must have achieved academic excellence, meaning a 3.5 GPA or above, and have a significant unmet financial aid need, which is a minimum of $2,400. In order to receive the full grant, students must complete a minimum of 90 hours of service per semester, so that's totaling 180 hours per academic year, with one of the partnering community benefit organizations. The partnering organizations include Every Neighborhood Partnership, Wesley Methodist Church, Reading and Beyond, Bulldog Pantry, El Dorado Park Community Development Corporation, Boys and Girls Clubs of Fresno in the El Dorado Park Center, Fresno Area Community Enterprises, otherwise known as FACE, Circles USA, which is also in the El Dorado Park, and last but not least, St. Paul Newman Center.
Okay, so you've got 21 students. They're each doing 90 hours of service per semester. And in exchange for that, they're getting this grant, $1,200 per semester, or $2,400 per year. And these are students who have excelled in the classroom. They've got a high GPA, but they also have a high financial aid need, unmet need that they wouldn't be able to go to school otherwise. And you talked about the agencies that you serve at. What agency are you at and what's your primary duty?
I am currently at Wesley United Methodist Church. And my primary duty is I am a retail assistant for the Pink Cow, which is Wesley has an array of different programs, and that's just one of them. But the Pink Cow is a thrift shop, and we receive donations from community members, whoever wants to stop by and drop some things off. And my primary duty is I greet the customers. I also am in charge of sorting and pricing the donations that we do receive. And at the end of our day, I also help close out. So I help with the money and the finances as well.
And to clarify, so Wesley United Methodist Church is right next to or right in the El Dorado Park neighborhood.
Yes.
And most of the scholars in service are serving in El Dorado Park, benefiting the members of El Dorado Park, the El Dorado Park neighborhood, very low income, disadvantaged neighborhood right by Fresno State. And then others like Elise are serving in the Sierra Madre neighborhood just on the other side of campus. So Pink Cow, it's a thrift store. How does your service there benefit the community?
That's a great question. So our goal at the Pink Cow is to provide the community with affordable essentials that you need to survive. So that can go from clothing to, we just received some bikes just last week. there's a team of us. There are other community volunteers. We're all volunteers. And we have meetings every Monday where we just kind of discuss where we want to see the store as far as pricing. So that consists of us going to other thrift stores and seeing their prices to make sure that our prices are, if not the lowest, and comparable with those other thrift stores. So for example, an article of clothing is only $2.96. That's extremely affordable. We have houseware that 10 cents for a spoon. So our goal is just to provide these community residents who are already having a hard time, some of them even only living on a $300 a month budget, to come in and be able to have clothes for their entire family and not have to worry about it.
Very inexpensive place for them to shop and get some good secondhand items. That's great. And as a volunteer there, you're helping to make sure that that store is operating and functioning and everything's, you know, priced and laid out and available.
Exactly.
So we're going to stick with our Bakersfield connection then, and we'll go to Sierra. So like Miracle, Sierra, will you start a little bit and talk about yourself a little bit and introduce yourself to the listeners?
Of course. So my name is Sierra Huckabee. I actually was born and raised in Bakersfield. I lived there until 2012. And then moved up to Dinuba area and went to Reedley College for 2 years and just transferred to Fresno State and just finished up my first year. So next year will be my senior year and I'm really excited. But I am 21 years old. I'm a communication major and I'm just really excited to see what the future holds. And SIS has been a really exciting experience for me.
Certainly glad that you're involved in the program and doing this service out there. And you're at Boys and Girls Club, correct?
Correct.
And what do you do there?
I do a variety of different things. It kind of depends on the day because we have different programs running throughout the week on different days. But one thing that I do every day is I help with Power Hour, which is the first hour that the club is open from 3 to 4 is homework time. And so I get to help all of the kids with their homework. And it's nice because I do want to teach. And so I get to get a little bit of that experience. And it's really nice to be able to help the kids, especially when they're kind of struggling or don't know what to do. And then I also just get to do all kinds of fun things like play games with the kids or help in some of the different programs. We have a program where the girls basically just get to sit and talk, just the girls, and just have kind of girl time. I've gotten to paint nails for all the girls. I've gotten to take Six Flags trips. So it's just a lot of fun.
So obviously that fun, it comes with a purpose. I mean, you might be aware of this. I remember years ago going to an information session on Boys and Girls Clubs. And really amazing statistics about those kids who go to Boys and Girls Clubs and how they do so much better than their peers who are not involved in the club. They just hold a Boys and Girls Club card. In other words, they're members. Not even if they go, but just that they're involved in any way, shape, or form. They're less likely to drop out of school, get involved in gangs, end up in jail, become a teen parent, so much more. And I'm wondering, based on your service this year, what is it about the clubs and about the things that you guys do there that makes such a big difference for these kids?
I think the biggest thing is just the investment. So all of us who are staff or volunteers at the Boys and Girls Club, we're investing in each one of these kids' lives and just showing them that they have a purpose, that they have meaning, and that they can accomplish anything that they set their mind to. And something as simple as that makes all the world of difference because they don't really have a lot of that. They're just faced with that they're not going to accomplish much or that they are already so far down that they are not going to be able to get to things that they want to do. And so it's really nice that all of us there are able to just tell them, no, that's not true. You can do great things. You are intelligent. You're creative. You are just incredible in all of your ways. And so it's just nice to be able to invest in them. And I think that's what makes all of the difference. And also just that you get to have that mentorship and you get to just be a positive influence on them. And that in and of itself just helps to shape them in a better way.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, for these kids to have the kind of positive influence and a college student role model. And I know there are other Fresno State students who volunteer over there, but to have that kind of a role model in their life and to have that person who's speaking to them in positive ways and really encouraging them, it's got to make a huge difference for them.
Absolutely. I think that it's one of the biggest things, and especially talking about how there's college-age students there and people going to college, it really shows these kids, you know, don't just say, oh, I'm not going to go to college. Do it. Chase after your dreams. And we're able to show them that, yeah, it's difficult, but it's a lot of fun and it's really worth it. And we get to give them some insight into the college life and the whole realm of it so that they're not freaked out about it and they already kind of have a connection on the campus.
So you talked about you want to be a teacher, and I think you're a communication major, but you're going into teaching, right?
Correct.
And so through your involvement with SIS and at Boys and Girls Club, have you had the opportunity to either apply some of the things you're learning in your classes or to practice the skills that you're going to need to be an effective teacher?
I've been able to do a little bit of both. So I do want to teach, but I want to teach at the college level. So it's a little bit different from the age range that I'm working with at the Boys and Girls Club. But it does give me the experience of the one-on-one working with the students, which is what originally made me want to go into teaching. I had some of my professors really invest in me and spend one-on-one time with me, helping me. And so being able to do that for other students is really just reminding me that this is what I want to do. And then also, yeah, I've learned communication is just everywhere. And so you learn all the different ways that people communicate and the way that they talk differently or any of those things and what things shape that. And so I'm able to see the things that shape the way that these children interact with each other. And I'm able to use that to better interact with them. And I can communicate differently with each child depending on who they are and what their background is. And so it's really nice to be able to have that adaptability from the things that I've learned and to be able to apply it so that I can work better with them and for them.
That opportunity to get some hands-on experience that's going to be relevant for you probably the rest of your career. So, Drina, I want to turn to you. Before I get into the questions, how about a little self-introduction?
Definitely. My name, as you mentioned earlier, is Andrina, but I do go by Drina, so most people know me as that. I graduated from here from Fresno State last year. I graduated with my Bachelor of Arts in Family Sciences. Now that the semester has ended, I have completed my first year in the master's program in marriage and family therapy and school counseling. I am originally from the Monterey County and I moved here in 2012 to start school. And I currently am 23 years old and I've been with Scholars in Service program for 4 years now.
Yeah, so I think one of the things about this program that's great is you're able to stay in the program and with those agencies where you're serving, even into your graduate program. So you never stop being a student. You haven't stopped being a scholar in service now for 4 years also. And being that you're a four-year veteran of the program, all with Every Neighborhood Partnership, you've done probably close to or maybe even more than 800 hours of service with that organization. So pretty much an expert on ENP, Every Neighborhood Partnership. I'm wondering if you can tell us about what that organization does and what your role with them is.
Yeah, definitely, I will. Every Neighborhood Partnership, also known as ENP, is a program. It's a nonprofit organization that is here located in Fresno. And our mission statement is to connect churches and different volunteers throughout the community with elementary schools in the Central Valley, specifically Fresno. And we have a lot of different programs that we have targeted to the different schools that we are connected with. So some of those programs are literacy mentoring. We have, sometimes they have community cleanup. So they'll have a bunch of volunteers and they'll clean up the area that they're designated to. And one of the programs as well is Saturday Sports. And that's actually the program that I'm connected with.
And what's your role there with Saturday Sports?
My role at Saturday Sports is I'm kind of a site supervisor and a volunteer recruiter as well. So Saturday Sports is a program that we have throughout the entire academic year. And we will be at designated elementary schools. And we host a morning camp every Saturday morning. And we have volunteers come out. And then the partners that come out as well, we will host a camp with the kids. And it can be any child, although we're targeted towards elementary school. It can be somebody from a middle school. It could be children that are in high school as well. And the parents come out sometimes and we'll have activities with the kids. We will do sports with the kids that come out. And we also provide lunch every Saturday morning. And so we do a whole variety of things with the volunteers that come as well.
Okay, so you mentioned being a graduate student, you're working on your master's degree in marriage, family, child counseling, and your PPS degree to work in schools possibly as well. And I'm wondering, you spent a lot of time working with kids in the classroom through the SIS program and with EMP. And I'm wondering if you can describe some of the things you've learned that you think are going to help make you a better counselor.
One of the things that helped me out with this experience a lot was being exposed to a whole variety of different ethnic backgrounds and cultural backgrounds. So working with all the different students that I've worked with, I've been able to be exposed to a whole variety of populations, different ages, different socioeconomic backgrounds, and I've also been able to work with parents. So it's really exposed me to be able to kind of mold myself in a way so that I can be able to partner with these kids and be able to be a role model for them and kind of build rapport and have a good connection with the students that I'm working with.
If it wasn't for Scholars in Service and the grant that's provided and the support and just the opportunity in general to serve with an organization like this, do you think you'd been able to get the kind of experiences that you just described?
Honestly, I don't think I would have gotten the same experience if I wasn't a part of Scholars in Service. I feel like a lot of different community organizations out there sometimes don't target Title I schools, which is what Saturday Sports mainly targets. And I feel like working with that different kind of population, it's been able to expose me to things that I probably wouldn't have been exposed to otherwise. So I really think that being a part of Scholars in Service has given me a unique opportunity to have a different experience.
And I know you work, and I know Miracle's got two or three jobs, and Sierra, you work, and Elise, I think you probably have a job outside of school. So, you know, without that grant, it means that instead of serving, you would probably have to work more just to be able to afford to go to college and, you know, feed yourself and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So, Elise, you've been sitting over there nice and patient. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. My name is Elise, and I am a kinesiology major here at Fresno State. I actually just finished my first year here, so I'm going to be a senior this next year. I hope to apply for the Doctoral of Physical Therapy program here at Fresno State this summer. I actually started at Fresno City College, and that is where I work, in the tutorial center there on campus. I've really enjoyed the time that I've had with the Scholars in Service program at the Bulldog Pantry.
Mentioning Bulldog Pantry, that's an agency that's really near and dear to my heart. You know, I love all these agencies, there's no doubt about it. But I was around and somewhat involved in getting Bulldog Pantry started several years back. And so I've got a unique attachment to your site. I'm wondering if you'll tell the listeners a little about Bulldog Pantry.
Of course. So actually, it's really exciting for me to be on this program right now because we are going to be celebrating our 10-year anniversary of the Bulldog Pantry being open this November. It's a really great organization. We want to feed anybody who's hungry. So we have distributions bi-monthly, so twice a month. We do it during the regular academic year. Most of our clients are members of the community, but the thing that's really cool about the Bulldog Pantry is that we are completely run by Fresno State students, including myself and one other volunteer. But other than that, it's all Fresno State volunteers. And occasionally we will have Fresno State students that volunteer there that do take a bag of food home. And it's just great to, one, be able to serve people in the community, and two, be able to serve Fresno State students who need the assistance.
Yeah, I want to touch on a couple of different things you mentioned there. One being that there's a program on campus called the Student Cupboard, and that's a program for students who are food insecure, who don't have the food that they need to just kind of function in their daily life and be effective as a student. And Student Cupboard's been around for a few years, but Bulldog Pantry also is available. The Student Cupboard is available only to students. The pantry is available to students and non-students alike, right?
Yes, yes, this is correct. The thing that's really great about the Student Cupboard is that it's right on campus and it's open during the week. So any student who is on campus during the week can go to the IT building, grab some food, and I know they have hygiene products as well. And then they can just go right off to their car, no questions asked. And the Bulldog Pantry is good as well because we are just right across the street from campus. And since we're open on Saturdays, it's just another resource that's open to students.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always helpful to remind ourselves why programs like this are needed. There's an estimate out there that I just heard recently, or a statistic, that about 51% of the people in Fresno are food insecure. And our student population very much mirrors the general community. 70-some-odd percent of our students are first generation, first in their family to go to college. I think 60-plus percent or more are on some kind of financial aid. In fact, I've even heard numbers significantly higher than that. So these are students who, they're not well-to-do. These are not students who are coming from wealthy families who can go home and just raid the refrigerator anytime they want. And so the cupboard is important, but the same being true for the Bulldog Pantry. And the other thing I wanted to have you talk about just a little bit more, you say that the Bulldog Pantry is run by students. There's no paid staff, correct?
Correct.
All volunteer. And it was actually started by Fresno State students, right?
Correct.
I just think it's a great example, and it's one of the reasons that I love that program so much. So where exactly is the Bulldog Pantry?
We are just south of the Fresno State campus on Shaw Avenue, right in between Cedar and Chestnut.
Lutheran Campus Ministry Building, housed out of that site, they provide space for the pantry, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So specifically, what do you do there at Bulldog Pantry?
So my title is the marketing and fundraising coordinator. So other than the day-to-day activities of making sure we have our food order on the Fridays before we have a distribution, and then actually working at the distribution, signing our clients in so we can report to Community Food Bank, I do a lot of work on social media, especially on our Facebook page. We take a lot of pictures of our volunteers because we're really appreciative of the work that they do. So we like to take a serious picture and then take a funny picture and post them so our followers can see what we're doing and how the Fresno State students are engaging with the community. And then we post about how many families we've served on Facebook as well.
This was your first year at Fresno State, as you mentioned, and your first year in the Scholars and Service Program. And I'm wondering, how important was SIS to you being a brand new student here at Fresno State?
You know, it was really cool to be an incoming junior and get an email from the college about wanting to help students like myself. And having it be, especially at Bulldog Pantry, with food in general, is really important to me because I worked in the service industry for about 10 years, actually, before I started going to college. So it's really nice to see the other side of food, to see people who need food and are getting food and the relief that comes to them when that happens. It's just really nice that Fresno State offers things like that to their students who are in need.
So I'm curious, and I'll go ahead and stay with you for just a minute, Elise. In your mind, what's been the biggest benefit of your involvement in SIS? Is it something that you've gained or something that you've given, a little bit of both?
I think the biggest thing with SIS is perspective. Because as students, we tend to get so bogged down with tests and homework and deadlines and all of this. And it's really nice to see that I think these are these huge problems when in reality, they're not.
Mm.
So it was really nice to gain. Yeah. To gain that perspective as a student.
Great. So Sierra, how about you? Similar question. In your mind, what's been the biggest benefit? Is it things that you've given to the community? Is it things you've gained from this experience? Both?
I would say it's a little bit of both. Definitely coming into this, I was really excited because I wanted to get really involved in the community because I was going to be new. And I was fairly involved in the community back at home before moving up here. And so I just wanted to find a way to put down roots and just spread out and make my mark, I guess. And it's just been really incredible to see the difference that it makes on the children that I'm helping. But then that in turn comes back and makes a difference on me. And it's just so rewarding. Just to know that you're making a difference in one person's life makes it all worthwhile. And so to see it making a difference in multiple people's lives is just really incredible. And to just be able to have those connections with the children, to make the connection into the community, to build good friendships with the people who are working there and with the other volunteers is just something that is unmatched and something that is a huge gift to me.
So it's given you that connection to our community, being from Bakersfield and Dinuba. This has been one of the ways that you've really connected with Fresno.
Yeah, absolutely. I really wanted to make Fresno home for a while, at least for the next few years while I'm here doing school. And this has just been the perfect opportunity. And similar to what Elise said, just finding out about that as soon as I came in and transferred, getting that email, I thought this is the absolute perfect opportunity for me.
Miracle, how about you? Biggest benefits of being involved in SIS?
My response is actually similar to Sierra's. I am not from Fresno. So just having the opportunity to be able to connect to a community that you first come in not knowing anything about. And especially with Wesley, because I'm actually going into my third year through SIS working with Wesley. So now seeing Wesley as not just a partner organization, but sincerely a place that I do spend most of my time with, that I can call a second home, from Pastor Karen to the volunteers in the Pink Cow, they're all anticipating my graduation. You know, I was able to attend retirement parties for some of the longer volunteers. So just that connection as a whole with the community, I definitely would not have gained that without SIS. So I'm extremely grateful for the program.
Andrina, 4 years, 800, 900 hours of service. What's been the biggest benefits for you?
Well, Chris, there's definitely been a lot of benefits, but I think overall, I would just say just making a difference to a lot of these students that I've served and connected with and their families as well. And by making a difference, I mean actually going out there and making that difference, because I feel like many people just give to charity or they'll provide funding. And in a way, yes, that does help, but there's a difference between actually building real connections with a lot of these students. And I really think that obviously we are not able to reach out to every single student in the community or make a difference to all, but even for a select few, being able to make a difference by providing consistency and being a role model, I think that has been one of the biggest things that I've gained from it. And I know that it's something that I benefit as well as they benefit from it too. So it's like a win-win.
Yeah, I know they've benefited a lot from your service. And I know that Artie Padilla, the executive director of ENP, as well as all the kids you've served are thankful and appreciative. So truth be told, I get to work with these four young ladies throughout the year. And I just want to say you're all really doing some incredible work out there in our community. And they are incredible people, I can tell you, if that hasn't come over the mic, and I'm sure it already has. So to our guests, Miracle Carter, Sierra Huckabee, Elise Mangan, Andrina Torres, thank each of you for all you've done through the Scholars and Service Program. You know, you're making our community better for everyone, for me and for everybody else out there. And we just thank you. And to all our listeners, we thank you for joining us today. Please tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service and Action Program here on KFSR. Also, please like us on Facebook at FS Service and Action and tell us what you think about today's show. We are Fresno State Service and Action, and we are on the air at 90.7 FM. And we're also streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.